When was this project born? When did this idea come into your head?
Well, I've been a wrestling fan forever, and I've been a gamer for such a long time, and I've been an iOS developer for about 5 years. So all of those things kind of have combined for this project into one just great thing of everything that I've ever loved. And it was conceived really about a year ago when on a message board forum somewhere on the Wrestling Observer website, fans were kind of wondering, you know, how come this genre of pro wrestling promoter sims that we've seen back in the day from the PC era, how come it hasn't made its way yet into the mobile space? And, you know, since I'm a developer and I'm a fan of all of these things, I was like, hey, I could do this. So, you know, I had the idea, but the problem was that I didn't want to have real wrestlers in it because it's just such a legally murky issue, you know, because obviously if you have copyrighted wrestlers in there, the WWE is going to come after you. And the one thing you could do, which a lot of video games do, is they do that sort of thing where there's wrestlers based on real life wrestlers, and then, you know, you can edit the names or something like that. But even that, it's kind of just like skirting the issue, and, you know, it's something I'd rather avoid. So I didn't want to go on with the project unless I had a really awesome artist to work with who could create sort of original wrestlers, and then we wouldn't have to worry about any sort of copyright issues. And this guy that I know, his name is Jeff Munn. He's a professional illustrator. He does comics, web comics. He's done actually a couple of Kickstarters of his own. He's a guy that I've known through the internet for about 16 years. We used to do e-feds, play-by email, role-playing wrestling back in the day.
Nice.
And, you know, now today I'm a developer, he's an artist, and in his webcomic Kiosk, he had this storyline going that was sort of based on wrestling, and he had some characters in it that were, you know, sort of based on Kane, on Vader, and I'm looking at it, I'm like, oh man, this would be perfect, like, you know, if I could work with Jeff. So, you know, I talked to him, and that was kind of how everything came together. It was basically, you know, me wanting to do this, and then meeting or realizing that I already knew the perfect artist for the job.
What has the development process been like? What have there been any hurdles along the way? What are you proud of so far? Like, what has the general development cycle been like so far?
Well, basically, it's just been, you know, sort of let's get a prototype together so we can, for one thing, sort of figure out how it works and see if it works and if it's cool. Because, you know, when you're on iOS and, you know, this is going to work on iPhone and iPad, you have the touchscreen as your input device. So it's your finger. And, you know, you could have a bunch of buttons on the screen, but instead of having like a bunch of menus that you kind of got to drill down through, I wanted to have something a lot more interactive and kind of gesture based where you know, you can like just drag a wrestler with your finger and then put him into a match. And then if you want to make it a tag match, you can put a second guy in just by dragging and dropping. So, you know, I had to build a prototype to kind of figure out how those interactions would work and if they would be something that would make sense for a game. So there was about a 2-month process of integrating Jeff's artwork with my code to create a prototype. And then the prototype is what was used to sort of, you know, create the video that I'm using to promote the game on Kickstarter. And then as far as problems go, I mean, there was certainly, you know, a thing or two where I thought something would work some way, and then when I actually go and implement it and try to use it, you know, I find that it doesn't work at all. And I think one thing that I'm trying to really stick to is simplicity with this game, because, you know, a lot of games that are sim-based on PC, they're incredibly complicated, and there's a lot of text, and you got to click a lot of things to make things happen, but on a phone, you just can't do that. So it's been all about, like, you know, paring things down to just the essential features that will make it, you know, simple and easy to use, but at the same time have a real sort of depth of gameplay, and most importantly, be fun.
You kind of hit the nail right on the head as far as, you know, the fun factor needs to be there. In terms of that, you know, it's really cold in the Northeast the past, you know, week or so. And those great iOS games, it doesn't matter if you have those fancy little gloves on that allow you to use your iPhone or if you're just barehanded, you still find ways to play them because they're so much fun. So why do you think someone would, you know, bear the elements with no gloves to play your game in the cold? What do you think, you know, your game has that would make somebody want to do something like that?
Well, I mean, you know, it's a wrestling game, so if you're a wrestling fan, you'll probably really like it. You know, like I said, it's a bunch of original characters, but Jeff and I have been wrestling fans for, you know, 25 years each. So everything's being created by two guys that just love wrestling. And, you know, we're going to, you know, these characters are all original, but we're going to take, you know, what we like as fans and sort of put them into the game. So I think, you know, wrestling fans will love it. And then as far as just people that, you know, maybe not necessarily are wrestling fans, because if you go back, I don't know if you played any of the Nintendo 64 WCW and WWF games.
Absolutely. I still have them.
Yeah, they're great games, right? And I mean, those were games that, you know, when I was in college, I could play with a bunch of non-wrestling fans, people that maybe just watched sometimes if it was on, or maybe watched if other friends were watching, or never watched at all, and they were just fun games. So I think that remaster, you know, it's going to kind of be interesting for people who may not even be fans, because, you know, I guess the wrestling business, the way that things work in it, is not always necessarily intuitive to the outside world. Like, if, you know, people that follow the business really closely, you know, they understand that, you know, if you have like some 7-foot monster and he goes and loses to some tiny guy who's not very skilled, like the crowd's not going to like that very much. And that might not be obvious to somebody who's not a fan, but it's sort of like, you know, they'll get a wrestling education by playing the game, because stuff that wouldn't really work in the real wrestling world, which is probably an oxymoron, wouldn't work in this game either.
What are your real goals in terms of this project? Like in a perfect world, what would you like Ringmaster to accomplish?
Well, I mean, first of all, it's a Kickstarter project, so obviously to get funding from Kickstarter to make it happen. So that's goal number one. And then the second goal is to ship, and to ship quickly. So, you know, I'm a big Apple fan, right? And the way that they create things is, you know, they set a date and they say, okay, well, we're going to have our Worldwide Developer Conference on this day in June. So the iOS 7 beta has to be working by then. And, you know, we're going to stay up, whatever, we're going to stay up all night if we have to. But the other thing we're going to do is we're going to be smart about it, and we're going to cut features if they sort of are going to push things back. So the most important thing is shipping on time in their mind. And that's definitely what I want to do too. Not only to have it out quickly, but also to just be realistic about things, because, you know, I've looked at this project, I've decided, okay, it's going to take this much time. And if it's going to take that much time, I'm going to need that much money to support myself while working on it. So if things go beyond the schedule, then I'm going to run out of money, and then, you know, I'm probably going to have to find work somewhere else or something like that, and then the game is going to get delayed. So really the second goal, I guess, would be to, you know, ship on time, and I want to ship in the first half of this year. And then I guess finally, you know, I want to make a fun game. I want to make a game that wrestling fans love. And it would be awesome if it could turn into a franchise. You know, a lot of people have been asking about the game possibly coming to other platforms. And that's something I want to, again, like, avoid doing in the Kickstarter, because it's just going to make everything later. It's going to make everything more expensive. And it's just not realistic to, you know, start promising an Android version, for example, or a Windows version. But if it comes out and is successful, then sure, I'd love to port it to other platforms. I'd love to have content upgrades at some point, you know, downloadable, additional wrestlers, additional match types, additional modes, and, you know, maybe a sequel. But I guess, you know, that's all hinging on the Kickstarter itself actually succeeding in reaching its goal.
Considering that, if the Kickstarter does succeed, I mean, the Nintendo 3DS and the PlayStation Vita both have hardy, you know, independent development scenes, and they both use the touchscreen. Is that something that you would possibly think about as well?
Yeah, I mean, I guess it's all, it all comes down to, you know, just business sense and what makes business sense. I mean, so I'm an iOS developer, and I can make iOS apps just by myself. You know, I can look at an idea and say, okay, I can build this in so many months, and I can ship it to the App Store, and, you know, maybe I have to work with a designer or something like that, but, you know, that's something I know how to do. Other mobile platforms, I could probably figure it out. I would likely hire somebody for something like Android, just because it's not my core competency.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I have a general idea of how that would work. You know, I find an Android developer, I'd pay him hourly to port it over, and that'd be fine. The other platforms, though, the actual, you know, Nintendo, Sony platforms, I'm not sure exactly how they work. I actually don't know personally anybody that's made any games for those platforms. So I'm not sure exactly what the hurdles are there that you have to overcome. If there's any kind of license fees, I'm not sure. I actually used to work for Acclaim way back in the day.
Wow. Yeah. Nice.
And yeah, I mean, I remember like when Apple's App Store came out a few years ago, people were incredibly critical of how Apple was treating the App Store as like this sort of gated community where, you know, you had to submit your app and they may not even approve it and they could reject it for seemingly arbitrary reasons. And people were all up in arms about this. But at the time I was like, listen, I used to work in the video game industry. Apple is nothing compared to Nintendo, Sony, and Microsoft. So I'm not sure. You know, I would imagine it's gotten better in the last couple of years, just because Nintendo and Sony are seeing so much competition from iOS and even from Android for games. But you know, as long as it's feasible, sure, I'd love to be anywhere. I'd love to be everywhere as long as it's feasible.
What do you think you've learned about yourself as a developer because of this project?
I mean, I'm using all the latest stuff in iOS 7, which is pretty cool. I mean, I was going to do that anyway, at some point, whether I was doing it in this project or whether I was doing it at a full-time job or for some kind of client or something like that. And I've kind of like, I feel like I've kind of been around the block already as a developer. So as a developer, not really so much yet. But as a marketing person, oh, I mean, you know, the people told me that when your Kickstarter is running, that is your new full-time job. And they were not kidding. I mean, it's all promoting, you know, trying to strike up strategic partnerships with other people, you know, talking to people like you, you know, doing radio interviews, podcast interviews, pitching it to blogs and websites and other publications. So I've learned a ton as a marketing person.
Okay, lastly, how do you want this project to ultimately be remembered?
Well, hopefully it's a success. Because, you know, Kickstarter, that thing doesn't go away. Like, I mean, it's, you know, if the project fails, it's still going to be on Kickstarter. I would imagine I could remove it, but, you know, I would just keep it up for posterity's sake. So, you know, first as a successful Kickstarter, but then as a good game that people enjoy playing. You know, I'm in it to make a game that I'd love to see, and hopefully, you know, I'd love to play it, and hopefully everybody else would love to play it too, and when they do get the chance to finally play it, they enjoy it. So really, you know, I just want to make a good game. You know, like a franchise is a great thing, but, you know, just making a great game that people like and maybe look back on fondly for years to come would be awesome. Like we were saying before, you know, the Nintendo 64 wrestling games. I mean, there hasn't been a new one in, I don't know, 12, 13 years at this point.
Mm-hmm.
And we still look back on them fondly. So to create something like that would just be great.